Welcome back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with J.R. Roth, one of Michigan's finest professionals. He's won many, many tournaments throughout the state in his illustrious career and also a teacher at the Boyne Golf Academy. And J.R., thanks for joining us this morning. We were talking off air. You and our buddy Dan Pohl have played in the Pro the last few years and had some pretty good success. You guys just did that this week, huh?
Yeah, we played, and thanks for having me. We played at Travis Point in Barton Hills, and we had a great day. It was awfully cold, but, you know, it's always good seeing Dan and playing with Dan, and we just have a great time together. We've had some success there, too.
Yeah, he's coming off another surgery, and I know he was wondering how he was going to hit the ball. So before I ask him next week, how did he play?
He played fine. I mean, considering he's got a new knee and a new hip, and he's got the golf course opening up, he did just fine. And his trajectory is just going to go up. He'll get that speed back, and he'll be the polecat of old.
Yeah, I feel bad about the knee. We had to walk when we played Oakland Hills last fall, and I think that was the last straw for that knee.
He was talking about that on and off all day, by the way.
Yeah, I'll never hear the end of it. But I won't. But you were talking about the redo of Barton Hills, which is kind of familiar with what they did at Oakland Hills.
Yeah, it's exactly what they did at Orchard Lake in Oakland Hills, kind of a Gil Hans thing where they took a kind of a foresty, old traditional tree-lined golf course where the driving lines were very focused already because of the trees, and they opened it up, took out a couple thousand trees, and creates a situation where the golfer has to pick up his level of focus to figure out which side of the fairway is more palatable for getting to the target on the green. Because the greens are very slopey and large, and if you're not on the right side of the green to putt to a pin, or if you miss the green in the wrong spot, you're just not going to be able to get it up and down, especially at, you know, the green speeds that Barton Hills normally keeps their green. So I think it's more difficult opened up than it was when I played it growing up as a kid and a young adult and a young professional, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Sure. Yeah, they've had a lot of events there over the decades. So what does your schedule look like this year, Jeff? You really generally playing in a number of the Michigan PGA events. Do you still have the same robust schedule planned for 2022?
You know, for the most part, I grabbed the last spot in a playoff for the PGA Senior last fall in Port St. Lucie. Shot a really nice final round. I think it was tied for the low round of the day, shot 68, and ended up in a playoff, three for two spots, and it took me five or six holes, but I made a birdie and grabbed the last spot.
So that puts you.
So the PGA Senior is going to be at Harbor Shores.
Yeah.
Here in about 2 months.
Yeah, I had Joshua Dockstader on last week. Good to have that event back. What do you think of Harbor Shores?
I love Harbor Shores. It's a good golf course for me. Just enough dog legs. To kind of take the driver out of some of the larger hitters' hands. And I was supposed to play there a couple years ago, but COVID kind of threw that off.
Right.
But I did have some success in 16. I think I finished 21st there. And
good.
Shot a couple 67s the first two rounds and had it two or three under early in the second round. It was maybe top five, and then kind of just couldn't keep it going, and I think I ended up finishing with maybe a 71 and a 73, something like that, and finished 21st. That was the year John Dalcarabo had an awesome senior club or senior PGA. I think he finished maybe fifth or so, and I finished behind him in terms of the club pros. But it's a very good golf course for me. I, generally speaking, really love Nicklaus golf courses. They're kind of target oriented.
Right.
You know, once you get to the right place on the green, It's typically pretty easy to putt. I think these greens complexes are more difficult than typical Nicklaus greens complexes. They are a little more moving.
Yeah.
Overall, few shots that require some elevation computations, but I really like it. It should be a good golf course for me.
Yeah, and a fantastic lineup. People our age or a little bit younger are going to want to get out to Harbor Shores with the, you know, Ernie Els, Daly, Couples. Just a fantastic roster of players going to be in St. Joe's, what is it, next week after next?
Correct, yeah. I have U.S. Senior Open qualifying at Barton Hills on, I think, Monday the 23rd, and then I'll make my way over and get a little practice in Tuesday and Wednesday before the tournament starts.
Yeah, that'll be a good warm-up for you. The you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, I follow you on Facebook. I know you follow me. But
yeah, I troll you.
You're the one.
Yeah.
The but you posted after Scottie Scheffler's been on this tear a picture. You played with him in the PGA a couple years ago. Is that where that picture's from?
Yeah, I was set to play a practice round. It was I think when I first arrived, it was late in the day, and got on the first green there, and Scheffler and Cam Champ were coming off the second tee, and he kind of looked over and he kind of waved and shouted and said, "Hey, you want to join us?" And I said, "Well, sure." And I actually didn't know who I was acknowledging, but
right.
Ended up being Scotty and Cam, and Sean Foley was with Cam.
Right.
And so my caddy, who's a scratch player, and I really enjoyed the nine holes and the camaraderie and the conversation. But at dinner that night, and what's funny was it's the only time in my career I ever stayed in a hotel where all the players were staying.
Really?
And so we were staying in this, yeah, because of the COVID, right?
Right, that's right.
And,
yeah. Get it.
Yeah, there were no fans or nothing. And
right.
So we're talking in the hotel lobby, which was just packed with players and caddies having dinner, and because everything, they were just kind of bringing it in and eating it. And we're just talking, you know, this Scheffler's got no chance this week on this golf course. And, you know, we were just praising Cam Champ. What a great swing. And Scheffler's all over the place and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, my gosh, Scheffler's been on a run. And Cam Champ has played great, but maybe underperformed, you know, given what you see on TV. He's just
right.
Such a fundamental sound golf swing. But, yeah, I mean, Scheffler, wow, what a great run. Just a really nice young man.
I've heard that from a lot of people. Yeah, very grounded, very genuine.
Yeah.
And according to him, he's going to his favorite golf course in the world after winning the Masters. He's going to play at Southern Hills, which has also done a lot of that, taking out the trees. You've played there before. What do you think, Scheffler? Scheffler's got to have a really good shot to win there.
Yeah, so I've seen that golf course, 94, the PGA, when it was tree-lined and foresty, and then, of course, last year at the senior PGA when they opened it up, and, you know, both versions, just absolutely tremendous golf courses and tremendously different golf courses, right? So, yeah, they're going to love it there. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it favors any one particular player now that it's opened up.
Right.
And that's, I think, another good thing. It really puts the mind more into play than before, you know, because before everything was so laid out where you had to hit it. And if you hit it awry, you know, then it was who's the best recovery guy. Now you really have to hit it wayward to have recovery, because you can get away with a lot more off the tee. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good coming into the greens, but it'll be interesting.
And they're not playing it under the oppressive heat. I mean, it used to be when they had the PGA there, it'd be 110 degrees every day.
Oh yes, yeah. 94 was in August, and last year was in May, and a little chilly at times. But it could be just perfect weather there, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, hopefully the golf, I will say, when they open these golf courses up, whether it's Orchard Lake, Oakland Hills, Barton, Southern Hills, you hope and you pray that these golf courses are firm and fast, because
right.
There's nothing worse than playing a golf course that's opened up, that's getting all this airflow, and it's mud ball haven, or your ball comes up dirty, or the ball doesn't take these rolls of the fairways and the greens like they're designed to be. And
right,
you know, that is frustrating for golfers, especially golfers like myself that have 100-mile-an-hour clubhead speed instead of these guys that are swinging at 115 to 120.
Right. 147.
And the average guy, you know, the average guy loves the ground. Got to use the ground, right?
Right.
But when the ball hits and just goes splat on a wet fairway, that's very frustrating and gets the average player kind of upset.
Well, not much you can do about water, but, I mean, a lot of these courses are putting the sub-airs in and everything else. I know they did that at Oakland Hills. So, you know, you can only hope for great weather. Talking about the average guy, on top of being a very fine player, you're teaching at the Boyne Golf Academy. Talk a little bit about people wanting to get instructed by J.R. Roth.
Yeah, so we use a scheduling platform called YouSchedule, capital U, and then schedule. You can look up the facility, Boyne Golf Academy, and then find me as an instructor at the Boyne Golf Academy and book a lesson.
Jeff, then you're a senior golfer now. Do you prefer to work with seniors, or does it really matter?
No, doesn't matter. You know, I've had couples come to me, you know, worked a little two-on-one. Love to work with the kids. Love to work with the seniors. You know, get them moving better. That's always kind of what I'm looking at with the seniors, is how are they moving, right? Because if the mobility, stability thing is a challenge, then you have to kind of gear, I think, the golf instruction in a different way, just so that they can get more benefit out of what they're receiving. But and some golfers, you know, like the technology. We use TrackMan and we use Gears, and I like to use TrackMan where it's needed and where it benefits. You know, I tend to see the younger golfers, male and female, like more information than the older golfers like myself, who kind of like to play by feel and
right.
Like to play by kind of what I would describe as maybe old school teaching. But, you know, technology's there. We have it. And it's very useful to show people the difference between what they're feeling and what is really happening.
Jeff Roth from the Boyne Golf Academy, thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways. Best of luck at Harbor Shores, and we'll hopefully catch you on TV down there and also qualifying for the Senior U.S. Open.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Jerry.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio's Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Time to check in with our friends at CarlsGolfland.com. Tim Coyle's on the phone. And Tim, as big as Mother's Day was for CarlsGolfland.com, Father's Day is going to be massive, so it's not too soon to start thinking about what you're going to get Dad to help his golf game.
No, Father's Day is right around the corner. We have, obviously, there's going to be a lot of great promos starting up here in the next couple of weeks. And it's definitely not too early. Obviously, it gives you some time to do some hunting to see if there's anything, or maybe poking around Dad to see what he's looking for Father's Day, or, you know, as it pertains to golf, obviously, we'll be able to help out.
Yeah, especially if you play a little bit with your dad, you can understand what maybe he's lacking in. You know, we're not getting any younger. I'm an older dad, and maybe it's time for some new equipment. And if you really want to get that right for your father, you want to get him fit at Carl's.
Fitting is a kind of a key word, hot word here around the shop the last couple of years. And obviously, we're no stranger to fittings. Everybody that comes in to look at clubs, whether it's a free basic fitting or, you know, a performance fitting out in our launch pad here at the Bloomfield location. Fitting is, you know, a great idea. We sell fitting certificates as well. You know, driver being the most popular, and all the new gear that has come out this year. Dad has a driver or a putter or iron set from, you know, it's maybe 5-6 years old. You know, it might be time for him to, there've been certainly been some technology improvements the last, you know, decade or so. There's definitely, some room for improvement there. I'd be confident in saying that. And yeah, the fitting team, you know, we got 5 world-class fitters out in the launch pad, you know, ready to, you know, book an appointment. and get dad fit up, you know, for Father's Day. And then obviously we have our standard fitting option, which is not by appointment at either store location. And, you know, our expert club staff is here to help sift through kind of the noise in the golf world in terms of clubs and custom components.
My fitting at Carl's for new irons has increased my distance on the irons by 10 yards each and really reduced my misses. So if you can do that for your dad, it's going to be the greatest Father's Day gift of all. So go to carlsgolfland.com and get your dad a fitting certificate. He's going to like that better than you think.
For sure. Absolutely, Jerry. And we're booking out appointments right now. So if anybody is interested, you know, give our shop a call and we'll make sure to get you taken care of.
All right. Tim Coyle from Carl's Golfland. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jerry. Talk to you soon.
Welcome back to Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Nick Aunay, the head professional at, or no, that's not your title. What are you? You're the director of golf, aren't you?
Well, I'm the general manager, actually, Jerry.
Okay, that's fine. The general manager at Black Lake Golf Club in Onaway. And Nick, we're off to another big golf season on 2022. I just wanted to have you on the show and talk a little bit about Black Lake, truly one of the greatest golf courses in northern Michigan.
Yeah, we think so, Jerry. We're very proud of what we have here. And, you know, Reese Jones design with over 7,000 yards. And it's one of those premier golf courses in Michigan in that, you know, it's carved out of the hardwoods with no development on it. So it's pure golf.
Yeah, that is. It's almost startling when you play Black Lake as opposed to most of the other golf courses on the planet. You head out into the wilderness, and other than the occasional other groups that you see on the golf course, and even that's not too many, it is a solitary experience.
Yeah, you know, it's we think it's a great experience based on, you know, what golf was supposed to be about, you know, spending time with your buddies and hitting it around and enjoying nature and as well as the golf course. You know, it's not unusual for somebody to see some wildlife out there like turkeys or some deer or something like that. But, you know, the terrain on the golf course, you know, there wasn't a lot of earth movement done. You know, the lay of the land was pretty much here, and, you know, Reese just carved a beautiful golf course into it. So,
especially with the bunkering, I mean, that is, to me, the highlight, the way the holes are framed, whether with some of the fairway bunkering, but especially the dramatic bunkering of most of the greens.
Yeah, you know, our signature hole is nicknamed the Sahara. It's our fifth hole on the golf course, par three, and it runs, the sand trap runs all the way down from the tee box all the way to the green. And I think one of the attributes that really speaks well for us is that, you know, our traps are always maintained very well. You'll never find a rock in our bunker or a weed or anything like that. And it's and it just adds to the overall experience that, you know, you can hit out of that bunker without knowing you're going to bottom out your club or hit a rock or something. So, you know, and that just adds to the overall dramatic feel of the golf course.
Well, yeah, you know, you can be in that trap for a number of shots, depending on...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, with a 200-yard par three, if you don't get out on the first time, you'll have a couple more shots of getting out of it. So, yeah, it can be somewhat challenging that way.
Nick, what are some of your other favorite holes out there for people that haven't played to try to give them a little visual idea of the club?
My favorite hole is our par 5 15th hole. It's got an elevated tee, and it's one of those par fives where it's got a little risk reward kind of thing, or you can play it safe. You can hit your tee shot, and the next shot, if you're if you're out there far enough, you can carry some water and get to the green. But if you're not, it still gives you playability to go around the water and maybe even have a 100-yard chip shot into the green to make birdie or par from there. The other hole I love is our par four 17th. Again, it's got a water feature that plays off to the right, so if you slice the ball, you might be in a little trouble there. But the real kicker on the golf course that I love about that hole is it's a two-level green, and it's bunkered on the left, right, and behind. And, so you got to be somewhat accurate when you're coming back into that in with your second shot.
Nick, we've had you on the show from time to time, and a thought just occurred to me. Now, if you're a member of the UAW or a retired member of the UAW, does that give you different discounts or?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. UAW members get 10% off our normal green fees, and UAW retirees get 20%. And they're important to our legacy here, and it's just a small way of saying thank you for what they've done for us.
Well, I wanted to ask because we know how many people have been moving up in northern Michigan. And you don't have memberships per se, but if you're retired from the UAW, to get 20% off of Black Lake, that's a significant discount for a great golf experience.
Sure, absolutely is. And we do have, we're in a small community, so we do offer some members. Last year we sold about 45 memberships. And we do about leagues. We have three leagues on Monday, Wednesday and Thursday evenings that guys participate in and love, and one of the leagues actually is a mixed couple league.
Cool.
So there's a lot of activity that people can take part in here, but even if you don't want to do a league and come up on a Sunday afternoon and play, or early, we're close to Canada Creek. We've got some guys from Canada Creek that play us pretty regularly. We've really come pretty far in the last few years of getting the word out that we're open to the public. And I think, 7-8 years ago, people were thinking that Black Lake Golf Club was private and only for UAW members. And that's not the case. It's open to the public, and we offer some great rates if you're a UAW member or retiree, but also for public play as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We were talking off air that you guys didn't really raise the rates too much and made some changes for the holiday, the shoulder season as well.
Yeah, we held our rates pretty steady from 21 to 2022. We still have a special deal that we do on Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, and Labor Day weekend. We run a $55 rate for 18 holes and with a cart that's available, and you can book online with that. And so those values are still there. And then, once in a while we might have a slow afternoon or something. We'll throw some discounted D times out on our website, and you can take advantage of those as well.
Well, and another thing that we don't really talk about is you do have lodging there, which is open to the public. And so people that are listening downstate on some of our other stations can plan a trip, play there. There's a few other options in the area that are pretty good, like Hidden River Casting Club or Gaylord Golf Club. And it makes for a good weekend trip.
Yeah, we've got a really great value package that we do with Gaylord Golf Club and Mishaway Pines. It's a two-night package, and it's 63 holes of golf. It's 18 at the Gaylord Golf Club and 18 at Mishaway Pines and 18 at Black Lake, and that also includes our 9-hole par 3 walking course. And with two nights and 63 holes, the most anybody would pay for that package on a weekend would be $234 per person based on double occupants.
I was going to say, I know what weekend trips are going for lately at some of our other resorts, and that's a little fraction of what we're talking about.
And then if you want to just do a stay and play, we offer that here as well with just 18 at Black Lake Golf Club and our par 3. We're located, as you said, close to Hidden River Golf and Casting Club,
right,
close to Mackinac Island and all the other attributes of northern Michigan.
No, it's sometimes on the map it looks like it's farther away than it is. You're like, oh, I'm here. From Gaylord, it's just a little bit more than a half an hour, and so well worth the trip. Just a pleasure to have Nick on the radio with us and to have Black Lake available to play at a moment's notice, just about a moment's notice. The website, Nick, is?
BlackLakeGolf.com.
Pretty easy to remember. And the phone number, sir?
989-733-GOLF.
Nick Aune from the Black Lake Golf Club in Onaway. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways, and we'll see you out there real soon, Nick.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio's Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with my good friend JT Oud, the head professional at Gaylord Golf Club. JT, we just started the league out there this week, and the greens were at July speeds.
Yes, they were. We did not have the irrigation fired up since Monday. We have watered every day, and they're starting to go back to a normal speed for Gaylord Golf Club, and we're real excited for that, and hopefully we'll get a little rain this weekend and soften the rest of the golf course up.
Yeah, it was playing firm and fast in very windy conditions. I know a lot of guys, including myself, were not really happy with their scores.
No, I had a lot of complaints about it. It was like landing on concrete, and just today, looking out there, I mean, it was sort of had that brown hue to it. We've got a beautiful green hue right now on the golf course, and people are just coming in raving about the shape of it right now.
Oh, I think the shape was great. It's just, you know, you're my home course, and making some of the approach shots in the beginning of the week, yeah, the ball was bouncing over the greens in a lot of instances.
Yes, it was almost like playing Lynx golf out at Gaylord Golf Club, wasn't it?
I have never seen that before, so brought an interesting element to the course. And speaking of the league, just a record number of guys playing in the Monday League. What's the status of some of the other leagues for you guys?
So the Monday League is full. We have 116 players in that, which is the most we've ever had, which we're super excited about.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
We have a Tuesday morning ladies league. They tee off at 9 o'clock shotgun. And that is open still. We still have plenty of room. Anybody that is interested in that, just give us a call here at the clubhouse and we'll get your information and get you in touch with Annette Kowatch. She's going to be running the league this year. We also have a Wednesday morning men's league. They go out and play 18 holes. They tee off at 9 o'clock shotgun and they do different games every week. And that's a league where you can call and sign up that morning, the day before. You don't have to be here every week for it. It's just go out, play 18 holes. You're going to play with different guys each week and get to know a bunch of the members out here. And
you don't, JT, and you don't have to be a member to be in those leagues.
No, you don't. Those are leagues that are open to anybody. So if you just want to come out and do 18 out here and not join, more than welcome to do it and just come out and enjoy the golf course and the guys that are playing out here. And a lot of times we get the guys playing in those and they end up joining the club because they're having such a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the same case with the money game that plays on Saturday mornings, right?
Yes, we do a skins game Saturday mornings. Right now it's 8:30. During the summer it'll be 8 o'clock. And that's just whoever wants to come out to show up. We play a little skins game. We throw money in the pot. They do gross skins, net skins, closest to the pin, and blind partners. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to win and just have a great time doing it.
Yeah, it is. I've got to get used to getting up a little bit early for Saturday mornings. It's always my intention to do it, and then normally I just don't. And kind of kick myself for doing it because it used to be that I could just roll out and play late on Saturdays or Sundays afternoons, and with the uptick in golf, that's just really not the case anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling everybody this year, if you want to play golf and you've got a certain day that you know you want to play, book it. Because I've already got days that are sold out. I've got days that are almost sold out. And, I mean, it's the way it's going, it's going to be a year like last year. It's just going to be phenomenal. So if you're planning on playing, call early so you can get a tee time close to the time that you want.
And one of the things, kudos to you guys and the members at Gaylord Golf Club. You held your prices. I mean, they went up a little bit, but not like some of the other places we've seen in northern Michigan.
No, I mean, our prices last year were 55 and 65 on midweek and weekend.
Right.
And all we did, we raised $5. We said, let's not go huge. I don't want to gouge people. I know our costs are going up, but everybody's cost is going up. We want to be fair to the players. And kept it at 60 midweek, 70 on the weekend, which is more than fair for the golf course you're going to get to come out and play.
No doubt about it. You know, it is a true private club experience in the best greens in northern Michigan. I still say that there's not a lot of places that have bent greens that are in the shape that Gaylord Golf Club is throughout the state.
Yeah, I mean, our greens, I'll put them up against pretty much anybody in the state. And even the condition of the golf course. I mean, we've got to give kudos to Paul Holmes and what he's been doing out there for 37 years.
Yeah, it is. It's a true classic golf style. Very fair, but, you know, it's not the easiest course to score on. If you think that you take a look at it and go, oh, it's only 6,300 yards or whatever, I'm going to shoot a low number. Well, let's take a look at your scorecard when you come back in.
Exactly. I mean, and the thing is, you pull in, you look at it, you think, oh, this is flat. There's a lot more hills on this golf course than you can imagine.
Oh, I know. Trust me. Especially 7 and 8 have some great elevated changes and really tough driving holes.
Yes, and we're actually going to be working on 7. You'll see a little bit of tree work being done on the right side of the tee this summer. So that way the guys playing the black tees are going to have a better driving shot to hit it out into the fairway. Give them more room instead of making them play a cut the whole time.
Well, if you want to take out some of the trees on the left side of that fairway, I'm all for it.
I hear you're not the only one telling me that.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's a tough driving hole, and it's a reachable par 5 if you hit a great drive there. But you got to hit a great drive.
It is, and it's one of those holes where if you hit it straight, you're going to be out of bounds. So you got to be able to work that ball right to left over the hill and catch that contour, and then it's going to run down, and you got a mid iron into the green.
Either that, or play it the other way around. Sometimes I do that. I'll play like a 4-iron to the bottom. You just take it as a 3-shotter, because if you do hit the ball out of bounds, or you hit it in the trees, and you start whacking it around in there, you can make a real big number. I did on Monday.
Okay, you're not supposed to do that.
I know that. Thank you, pro. And then there's some beautiful holes on the backside as well. I don't want to discount them, especially 16, 17, and 18. Great way to finish.
Oh, the perfect way to finish. Good golf holes. You've got to use all the clubs and shots that you've got to play those last three holes. And anybody that's coming out to play 17, if you're short, you're going to be in way better shape than being long.
That's true, although I managed to hit good drives on that hole almost all the time, which will pay you off quite nicely.
Yes.
JT, we talked about the fact that it's, you know, you do have private members, but it's open to the public. What is the yearly membership right now?
So a yearly membership, 7 days of golf, unlimited. For just golf, you pay for a cart when you come out, all the extra stuff. A family, so that would be husband, wife, if they have kids. They're included in the family membership. That goes until they're graduated from college or 25 years old. But you're looking at $1,000 for a family to come out, which is a phenomenal price to play this golf course.
Phenomenal deal. You do have a couple of other programs.
We do. If we have young people, young adults under 45, we have a step-in membership, which for a single starts at $300 and for a family starts at $400. And then gradually goes up over the next 3 years. At the end of the 3 years, you'll be a full equity member in the club, which is a great way to come in and see what the club's like, get your toes wet with it, make sure it's something you want to do. And then also we have a trial membership, which is phenomenal. It's a one-year deal. You get to come in, you're treated like a member, you get all the benefits as a member. You cannot play in the club championship, but you can play in all the other events. And for a single, that is $650 and for a family at $750.
Yeah, an amazing deal, and a lot of great members out there. The camaraderie is fantastic. JT, what is the website? Because I know a lot of that information is there.
So you can go to GaylordGolfClub.com, and our telephone number is 231-546-3376.
JT Oud from Gaylord Golf Club, thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways. I'll be finding the fairway again shortly at Gaylord Golf Club.
Thanks, Jerry.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com, right here on Up North Sports Radio. Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. I'm on the phone with my good friend Dan McGinnis, who's the head golf professional at Cedar River Golf Club, part of the Shanty Creek megapolis of golf courses. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Cedar River, still probably my favorite golf course of all Northern Michigan courses to play, a Weisskopf beauty. And if it's like anything else that happened this year, it's got to be in fabulous shape already.
Yeah, we opened up about 2 weeks ago, and it is just awesome right now. And, you know, we got some leaves on the trees all of a sudden now, and some nice weather. So the golf course here at Cedar River is in great shape. And actually all 90 holes here at Shanty Creek is in wonderful spring condition right now. So we're very excited.
Yeah, last year the addition of Hawkeye just gave another gem to a fantastic collection of courses. Without putting you on the spot, what's your favorite?
You know, I'm very partial to the Cedar River course here that I run. You know, I've been fortunate to play a lot of golf in Michigan. There's a lot of great courses in Michigan. There's only a handful of courses that I could say that I would play every single day if I had the opportunity. Cedar River is one of those courses that I could play every single day. Every golf hole out here is a good hole. There's not anything bad. It's a great layout. It's a nice mix of everything. It's mm-hmm. fair. It's challenging. It's, you know, if you're a high handicap, a low handicap, it is a golf course for everyone. It is a spectacular golf course. And at the same time, you've got the Hawkeye Golf Course, which we recently purchased, and the Legend, which are still top 20 courses here in the state of Michigan, which are also spectacular to play. Then you throw in the Shush Mountain Golf Course, which is kind of being known as the most underrated golf course in northern Michigan. And then obviously the Summit Golf Course for the families and a nice little fun round out there too. So we have 90 holes of spectacular golf out here at Shanty Creek.
Are they still doing the golf boards at the Summit?
Yeah, we're actually doing it at the Shush Mountain course right now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Man, you can it's like surfing out there in the middle of the fairway. So that's a lot of fun. We get a lot of people that do that. Something unique that you can do at the Shush Mountain course. We don't offer that at the Cedar River or Hawkeye or Legend courses. It's just a little too much elevation out
yeah.
there, so we don't want anybody to get hurt.
That would be massively challenging at the Legend or Cedar River on those boards. But, yeah, that is, if you haven't done it, you should try it sometimes because – it's unlike any other kind of golf experience I've ever had.
Yeah, it's very unique, and it you know, it's such a great golf course out there to begin with at the Shush Mountain course, and
right.
to throw something like that at it where you're literally standing on basically a surfboard that's going to carry your golf bag, and you can go down the middle of the fairway just by yourself like that. It's a lot of fun. So definitely, if that's something you haven't done, you want to try it, take advantage of it while you can.
Dan, just checking in, I'm sure I know the answer you're going to tell me, but how busy is it getting, and what does the summer look like? Is this going to be the busiest year ever at Shanty Creek?
You know, obviously, golf is huge everywhere, not just in northern Michigan, obviously. But last year was a record year for golf here at Shanty Creek, and our numbers for this year are up over last year's numbers. So it's exciting. It's great to see all these people coming out to the golf course again and golf being so popular the way it is right now. So we're excited for a busy season. So on top of that, though, we also close our courses 2 days a week up here.
Right.
We give, because we are so busy, and we understand that, we want to make sure our golf courses get a break. We want to make sure that when you come up here to Shanty Creek, you're playing the best possible condition golf courses you can play. So we're giving all of our courses 2 days off a week to allow it to heal, to rest, to verticut, to top dress for the grounds crew to do all the jobs they need to do so that when you come up here and play any one of our five courses, you're playing the best possible condition golf course in northern Michigan. So we're very excited about that. And yes, we are looking for a very, very busy year.
We were talking off air. I know how much you like instruction. And Shanty Creek has a pretty darn good golf school.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun up here giving lessons. You know, we get a lot of people that come from all over the Midwest up here. And to be able to work with them and to tune their games and to, you know, especially the last couple of years now, to get people into golf, wanting to play for the first time. And you don't really know where to start. You know, golf can be very intimidating. If you've never been on a golf course before, there's all kinds of rules. There's rules of golf that I don't even understand, obviously. So it can be very intimidating for a beginner. So we try to make that a little easier and get some basics under your belt here first so you can go on the golf course and have some fun and put you out there at the right times where you're not worried about being, you know, people behind you or anything like that. So, but the instruction part of things over here at Shanty Creek has been awesome. That's obviously setting record numbers as well, too. So we're looking forward to another big year of that as well.
Talk about that just for a second. So what do lessons run? Individuals? Do you guys do groups? Couples lessons has become very popular.
Yeah, you know, we do absolutely everything. It is whatever you want to do. I have groups of girls that come up here on a girls' trip that like to do a little clinic before they start playing for the week. So we do that. We've got the couples that come up here on the weekend getaway who want to play golf together, but they also want to take some lessons. We do that. We get the people who are, you know, trying to become a single-digit handicap that are doing lessons every other week and working on all aspects of their games. So basically, whatever you are looking for, we can do that for you. If you like working in a group, if you like working by yourself, we will find the right program for you and make it work for you and cover absolutely anything you want to get covered so that you are comfortable and ready to take the next steps to get better at golf.
Yeah, or bring the family up, and the players that are really playing well can go out and play, and the ones that are struggling with their games or just learning it, like the kids or the wife, they could start taking instructions, and then the day after or one of the days of the trip, a dad can play with a newly improved family.
Exactly. We have some great programs for kids. We do a week-long or a three-day camp in the summertime for the kids. We also do every Tuesday program where the kids come out on Tuesday afternoons, do like an hour lesson and then an hour on the golf course of actually playing some shots. So, you know, if you're in the area and it's convenient to get the kids over here, that Tuesday night program is a great program to get you out there on a weekly basis. But if you're going to come up here and hang out for a week, you know, pick that week where we do our junior camp. It's a great camp where it's, I think it's like 6 or 8 hours that we work with the kids a day for 3 days.
Wow.
And we cover everything and play some golf and have some fun. And I know my kids did it last year, and they absolutely loved it. So they're looking forward to doing that again this season, too.
It's a special way. You know, golf is a game of a lifetime. And even with the explosion in golf, to be able to play, I'm so happy that I can still manage a golf game somewhat because it's no fun hitting the ball all over the place. And getting some proper instruction from PGA professionals at a young age will just lead to that enjoyment. And, hey, you know how much business is conducted on the golf course. And it's just probably the greatest social game you could ever be a part of.
You know, and it's so beautiful. I mean, not just the Shanty Creek course, but golf courses in general are typically just beautiful places to be. My mom does not play golf. My mom enjoys being at the golf course and riding along and watching us play golf.
Right.
Because it is so pretty. She likes seeing the flowers and the nature. So just being outdoors and in a safe environment. I mean, Bel Air is fresh air, right? So
yeah.
we've really took advantage of that and getting people on the golf course, getting people outside to take part in this great game.
Dan, just very quickly, are we in a lower rates right now until June? You got a couple of weeks where it's a good bargain to play the courses at Shanty?
Yeah, you're good this week. I think next week it might jump. We don't really have much open next week, to be honest with you, like on the weekend. So if you're looking to play golf anytime throughout the season, even if it's the fall, you better make your tee times now. You better book your packages now. There's days in September that just are completely sold out already at this point.
Wow.
On all five courses.
Okay.
So, like I said, golf is booming right now. It's up over last year. If you have any intention of coming out to not just Shanty Creek, but any resort, any golf course, you know, make your plans ahead of time so that you don't miss out because it's going to be a busy season for everybody.
Dan McGinnis, head golf professional at the Cedar River Golf Club at Shanty Creek. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways. We appreciate it. I'll see you out at Cedar River. You know that.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
That's going to do it for Finding Fairways this week, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. As we like to say, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. Back here next week on Up North Sports Radio. It's time to check in with our good pals at Boyne Golf. I've got Ken Griffin on the phone with me, and Ken, what a great week to be a Northern Michigan golfer, huh?
Oh, it's been a great week, and we've got a great weekend. And looking into next week, it continues to get better. I mean, they had forecasts for some rain, but we're not going to get that over the weekend, it looks like. And next week, temperatures in the mid-60s are a little higher, very little rain, so just a beautiful May continues.
Yeah, and luckily, I know there's a lot of people out on the golf course. Good thing you're opening more courses at Boyne.
Oh, yeah. So Friday, we opened 4 additional courses, and most people don't have 4 to open, but we opened 4 additional courses, including the Heather at the Highlands, Lynx Quarry, and Preserve Lynx at Bay Harbor Golf Club, as well as the monument down at Boyne Mountain.
Yeah, I saw some great photographs on some Facebook pages that you guys have on, and it looks so beautiful, and really, courses are in incredible shape.
Really, you know, with 9 courses open now, it's amazing the shape they're in. Plenty of sunshine the last, and the warm temperatures the past 2 weeks certainly have helped.
Yep. So that just leaves the Donald Ross Memorial to open, huh?
Yeah, scheduled for Friday the 20th, and then we'll have all 10 open.
Earlier on in this program, we have J.R. Roth joining us from your golf academy, and I know that's getting busy.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, our instructors are certainly booking up, both J.R. and Joe and Dave, both with lessons and with fittings.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic explosion in golf, and nowhere is it more evident than at Boyne Golf. So I'm sure that you guys had just a slew of bookings for packages and individual tee times. We got to remind people they've got to get in there and get to BoyneGolf.com.
Yeah, last year was a great year, and the booking pace both for packages and tee times is actually ahead of where it is. So there's a lot of demand to play the nationally acclaimed courses that we have. So you're right, go to BoyneGolf.com, but most importantly, get out and golf.
That's what I'm going to do. I'll see you on the fairways at Boyne this weekend, Ken.
Have a great weekend, Jerry.